is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story, we're going to spend nearly $1 billion, but before the move to Utah, Arizona's NHL team had a long history of draining the taxpayers of money. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live. She has a look at a team that spent decades holding its hand out. Amy?
Jeff, the Arizona team has been racking up financial losses. In 2009, the team's owner filed for bankruptcy. The NHL bought the team, saved it, but taxpayers in Glendale paid $25 million to keep the team in town, with $15 million each year to operate the arena. The city then kicked the team to the curb a few years later. But then their new home in Tempe wasn't all open arms either. Voters there rejected plans for a massive new arena. And now former owner Alex Marullo promised Arizona taxpayers on Friday that if he does resurrect the Coyotes franchise in the future, he'll do it without taxpayer funds.
My goal would be to build a first-class sports entertainment district without seeking financial support from the public. No taxpayer dollars, no tax breaks.
So what will make Utah any different for this team? Ryan Smith already has an arena with plans to update, but he doesn't want to do it without taxpayers. If the city council approves it, a new 0.5% sales tax would go in the city, and that would be implemented for about 30 years to raise $1 billion. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
So how's Utah's NHL team going to get its name? Team owner Ryan Smith told the Pat McAfee Show that they're going to narrow down the slew of suggested team names through a bracket system.
I think we're going to take this down from like 8 all the way down, and the fans are going to vote for this. So it should be good.
Some of the front-runner names that will most likely be part of these brackets: the Blizzard, the Fury, Venom, Yetis, the Outlaws. For those worried about the integrity of online voting, Smith says Qualtrics technology will be able to handle the bots that often show up in such online polls. There's no current timeline as to when this will be decided or when these brackets will be set up. The snowpack is melting off. Utah's rivers and streams are running high and fast. That is why officials are warning you to stay clear.
This time of year, just let the water do its thing.
National Weather Service hydrologist Glenn Merrill tells me this water is not only moving at hundreds of cubic feet per second, it's not even 40 degrees.
Being in the water this time of year is not something that's recommended.
He says if you want to watch it from a distance, just don't stand right on the edge of the bank because the water could be undercutting it, making it unstable.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small there. Merrill says we could be seeing some rivers peak late after Memorial Day. It's now safe to fish at Penguich Lake again. The emergency closure of the reservoir was canceled this morning. Repair crews have reinforced the dam after cracks were found, and you are now free to enjoy trout fishing without fear of being washed away. Just before 3 this afternoon, the Salt Lake Fire Department responded to a situation where 2 men were left injured by a shed collapse. This was at 9th East and Browning Avenue.
There was a structure collapse, a shed in the backyard of a private residence that had one person still under the roof. The roof remains intact, and the person was lodged underneath the roof. The other person was also hit by the falling roof.
The department's captain, Chad Jepperson, says his crews cut a hole in the roof and got the man pinned underneath out. Both men are recovering at the hospital with minor injuries. Witness testimony is set to begin in former President Trump's trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the first prosecution witness will take the stand when the criminal trial resumes tomorrow. ABC's John Santucci reports former National Enquirer CEO David Pecker will be the first to testify.
It just shows the speed to which Judge Mershon is moving these proceedings, with the fact that openings are done, we're already on the first witness for prosecutors.
The prosecutor told jurors that Donald Trump tried to illegally influence the 2016 presidential election by preventing damaging stories about his personal life from becoming public. The defense says Mr. Trump is innocent. The pro-Palestinian encampment-style protests like the one at New York's Columbia University have spread to at least 8 other universities. At Yale today, police made nearly 4 dozen arrests. Student protester Chisato Kimura says they've been asking the school for months about its investments.
Demanding that Yale disclose their investments and that they divest from weapons manufacturing and war in response to what's been happening in Gaza.
Officers arrested the students for criminal trespass after they refused to leave. And the State Department's human rights report shows the war in Gaza has negatively impacted the country's human rights. It documents credible reports of more than a dozen types of human rights abuses. It also shows that Israel has killed tens of thousands of Palestinians. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
The 201 is in much better shape westbound. It's a little busy left as you're going from Redwood Road to Bangor Highway, and then the usual delays from Mountain View into Magna. But if you're traveling southbound to I-15, it is bogged down Murray into Draper. And we're also seeing traffic filling in and slowing down southbound on I-215's West Belt from I-80 to 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time 5:06. Bird flu has been detected.